Have you ever just manifested something that just made you smile so much because it was so perfect the way it all lined up? Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell from thedancinggoddess.com, and I wanted to share a story of manifestation that happened recently, and also 5 steps looking back in the experience that you all can use to manifest. So I woke up one morning, this was like 2 weeks ago, and I just got really clear that I didn't want to work in my home office that day. I wanted super luxurious kind of hotel surroundings. So I called my friend Christina, who I was going to meet to do some co-working. And I said, hey, there's this beautiful resort in Scottsdale. Would you like to just work out of there today? She said, of course, that sounds great. And we get there, and no sooner than the double doors open, but I see a beautiful sign for a, looks like a spiritual event that they're setting up for called Transcendence. I'm like, oh, like my whole body started tingling. I didn't know why, and I just started smiling, but I didn't think anything of it. Then we head towards, the inner part of the lobby, and she runs into a friend that she hasn't seen in a decade who flew in for this event. I feel like I've known this woman, for a really long time. Her name is Vicky, but technically we've never met, and I don't think twice about it. And she goes on about her business. We open our laptops and start working, and we're totally dialed in and having a great co-working time. And I see that I've missed like 3 calls from my new friend, Vicky. And she says, hey, one of the volunteers' partners can't come. We have an unexpected extra ticket. Do you guys want to go? I only have one though. I wanted to go with every fiber of my being, but in respect to my friend, right? Because she hadn't seen Vicky in over 10 years. I said, you go, that's fine. Well, Christina, it turns out, didn't want to be around a crowd because she's taking care of her mom. So I ended up going, long story short, and it was a life-changing 3-day event. And it was half an hour from my house, but something told me I had to stay on property. And so I ended up getting basically a free room in this gorgeous resort, thanks to some of my husband's credits that he had. And it was just a magical unfolding. And I have met, friends that I know are going to be lifelong friends at this event. And it was just a really cool manifestation. But here's what I really want you to take away. So when I break down the process of what happened, these are 5 steps, nuggets, whatever you want to call them, that kind of allowed for this to unfold and be fully received in my life. So if you're looking to manifest, one of the first things you want to do is, 1, pay attention to what heightens your senses. Not everything is a sign, right? Sometimes when we ask for something or we're like clear on a desire, we start looking for signs everywhere and we drive ourselves crazy. But 1 is to pay attention to what like really triggers or heightens those senses. Like for me, it was the sign, like my whole body started tingling. Like it was a visceral feeling I couldn't deny. I didn't know what it meant, but it was something to notice. 2 is to come fully into the present moment. If I had obsessively started thinking about, how am I going to get a ticket to this event, or started like looking it up on Google and like driving myself crazy and distracting myself from why I was really there, it would have blocked it most likely. So embrace the present moment. Whatever is in front of you, like focus there. And this can also help like loosen any attachment grip. And then 3 is trust that if there's truly a sign to follow, you won't miss it, right? Or if you do miss it, it'll come back around. And that's what happened with Vicky's voicemails and calls. Like I had my phone on silent. I was dialed into my laptop. Christina and I were working. And then something said, just check your phone. And that's when I called her back. And that's when I got the ticket. And then step four is to choose, right? Just because it comes into your field, like sometimes we say we want something and then it's there and it's like, oh shit, I don't actually want it like this, or maybe I don't care as much as I thought I did. In this case, I chose to go. And then step five is to receive and stay open. And it may require adjusting your plans, right? Like I definitely had to adjust my plans to be able to be there for 3 days that I didn't plan. So that is it in a nutshell. Let's go over those again really quickly. Step one is pay attention to what heightens your senses. Step two is to come fully into the present moment. Step three is to trust that if it's truly a sign, you won't miss it. Step four is to choose, powerfully choose. And step five is to receive and stay open. I would love to hear from you. What are you taking away from this week's audio? What is a step that you tend to nail and maybe one that you tend to struggle with that you're going to pay attention to more this week? And what's something that you're creating? I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment on the blog. And as always, thank you so much for being part of this community. And remember that you are loved and you matter. Talk soon.